This is an essay written by Bani Malhotra for the vast Don't Buy This Book. With the growing environmentalist movement, environmental awareness is up, and people are looking to make their households environmentally friendly. Instead of taking long, hot showers, a quick and cold one suffices. Instead of having the dishwasher automatically dry the dishes, people are stopping it after the rinse cycle and drying their plates and cutlery on their own. Bookworms, too, are trying to find a place in this new environmentally friendly landscape. As anybody can tell you, it takes trees to make paper, and the cutting of trees has a major environmental impact. E-readers, then, seem to be the go-to product for people who love to read but want to reduce their carbon footprint. However, just because an e-reader doesn't need trees doesn't mean that they're 100% environmentally friendly. Companies profiting from ebooks would like to say that ebooks are a more environmentally conscious choice, but ultimately, the traditional book wins out in the eco-friendly competition. To fully understand the impact of the traditional book versus an e-reader, it is crucial to understand the nature of global warming. Normal day-to-day industrial and personal processes cause an influx of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, leading to the retention of light and energy provided by the sun, which then increases the global temperature. Trees absorb carbon dioxide and release oxygen, helping replenish the ozone layer, a layer of the atmosphere that protects against dangerous rays from the sun and is damaged by human processes. Thus, environmentally friendly products are based largely on how much carbon a product uses over its lifetime. Using the previously outlined definition of environmentally friendly products, comparing a book and an e-book side by side should be easy enough. Starting with production, traditional books are quite carbon-heavy to produce, beginning with the cutting down of trees in order to make paper required for the books. However, the cutting of these trees is closely regulated, and many tree farms plant trees specifically for the purpose of harvesting their pulp. That means that although trees are cut down, they are planted again, in order to renew the cycle of cutting them for paper. Husko, Joe. The manufacturing of ink and the printing of the book all take energy as well. And with the use of all this energy is also the production of a good amount of carbon. Digital books, greener than real books. A study found that the production of a single book releases 8.85 pounds of carbon into the atmosphere. Environmental impacts of ebooks. However, just because the book requires a lot of energy to produce does not mean that the e-reader takes any less energy to produce. The manufacturing of the plastics and metals required to make the e-reader are also carbon costly, and the factories in which the e-books are manufactured are carbon pumping as well. Environmental impacts of e-books. The transportation of both books and e-books to warehouses and then to stores or personal consumers' houses are also carbon costly. In production, at least, e-books and traditional books have the same environmental impact. However, once the product is in the consumer's hand, the books begin pulling ahead in being environmentally friendly. Once a book is printed, its environmental impact is completely done. A book does not produce any carbon in its lifetime. However, once an e-book is in use, it still has to be charged and thus produces carbon throughout its lifetime. The manufacturers of the Kindle like to argue that throughout the lifetime of the Kindle, it only produces 168 kilograms of carbon dioxide, an almost negligible amount. Rich, Emma. True, a book lover would probably be more environmentally friendly if they were to purchase one Kindle and use that single Kindle for the rest of their lifetime to store every single book they wanted on that one Kindle. However, as any tech-savvy 7-year-old can tell you, there is not a single piece of technology that can last the lifetime of a person. Technology is made to become obsolete within 3 or 4 years. If you have any piece of technology older than that, it's a miracle it's still working. Ultimately, that is the problem with ebooks. A single Harry Potter series can be passed down from mother to sister, mother to child. An ebook, however, is only designed to last so long, and books disappear from the Kindle's library after about 10 or so years. Once a book and an e-reader leave a consumer's hands, they head in very different directions. Books are often sent to the landfill, where they sit there for years, rotting away. E-readers are recycled, or they are sent to a factory where third world country children take them apart and separate valuable metals from toxic waste. Environmental impacts of e-books. The waste is then dumped in landfills, where the non-usable metals poison the earth and make it impossible for any sort of regrowth to eventually happen. A book lying in a landfill is much more innocent than an e-reader that ends up in the landfill. Ultimately, it is not so much as how a book or e-reader is produced that contributes to the overall environmental friendliness of it. It is what happens after the product is in the consumer's hand that makes traditional books more environmentally friendly than e-readers. Books, once purchased, can last for generations if it is cared for well enough. E-readers are only meant to last a few years, and all of the waste that is produced by e-readers over several years is toxic enough to make traditional books more environmentally sensible. If one is concerned with being environmentally friendly, a traditional book is the way to go. Sources for this essay include a New York Times blog written by Joe Husko, a study called Environmental Impacts of E-Books, composed by the Green Press Initiative, and another executive brief put together by Emma Rich